Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Hi everyone, it's the last week of November, so you know what that means. Brand new picture book releases from this month. My favorite episode of the month is sharing these brand new picture books with you. Today. I'm going to tell you that. I only have six for you right now, but I'm going to keep looking and I'm going to add more to the blog post on my website, thecolorfulapple.com. So make sure you stop by and check that out because I'll be adding more to that list than what I'm sharing in this episode. But I do have to say that a lot of these books that I have today, you'll be really excited because they are some favorite series. They're in addition to some favorite series and some well-known authors. I'm pretty excited about a lot of them. The first one is a new addition to the Questioneers series. This one is Lila Greer, Teacher of the Year by Andrea Beattie. Not sure how to pronounce that. But I know that I love this series and of course we needed a teacher one. This one is about kindness, learning to face your fears, and that powerful difference that one teacher can make in a child's life. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here because so many of you are teachers and you know what an impact that you have on your students, or maybe you don't know and you need that reminder. You are making a difference in a child's life every single day, even though sometimes it feels like you're not. Those frustrating days, it feels like you're not, but you are making a difference even if you don't realize it. So Lila Greer is full of worries. Even the smallest things make her feel worried. And then one day, she's faced with a huge change. Her family is moving to a new town, and all these what ifs in her head start to grow. What if things go wrong? What if no one likes her? She kind of has the right to be worried because in her new home, everything is different. The new kids, the new smells. She just really feels alone and invisible. But there is one person that sees her. Her teacher, Ms. Kern, sees her for who she is. And this teacher makes her feel welcome, makes her feel comfortable with new experiences. And this is a lesson that Lila will hold close to her heart even after she leaves second grade. I think this is going to be an amazing book added to the Questioneers series. Lila Greer, Teacher of the Year. This next book is also part of a very popular series. This is the newest book in the Food Group series. The Big Cheese by Jory John is the newest book to come out in November. The Big Cheese is good at everything, but he also brags about it a lot too. When the annual Cheesecathalon comes to town, the Big Cheese is prepared to win, as always. But what happens when the quiet new kid, Wedge Wedgman, comes out on top? Maybe the Big Cheese will learn that some things are better than being the best at everything. If you're a fan of the Food Group series, then I have a feeling you need to grab this brand new one, the Big Cheese, and use it as a read aloud in your classroom. The next new book that was released in November 2023 is called What's in a Dumpling, Grandma? And this one is by Linda Meeker. It's a story about a Vietnamese-American family and about a young boy who is an adventurous eater. He loves comfort food, family time, and his grandmother's love and wisdom. So the grandma's teaching the young boy and his cousin how to make Vietnamese dumplings. And as she does so, she passes down memories of sharing this heritage and comfort food and love with others. So this book celebrates a lot of different things. It celebrates the love of a grandmother and grandchild, of family, of being proud of your heritage and your culture. It celebrates the joy of cooking and doing so with family. This delicious story will definitely leave your mouth watering and your heart full. A great read aloud to add to your collection. This next book is also a book that's part of a series. I told you there were a lot of series books this month. This one is called When I Smile, A Book of Kindness by Jo Wittek. This is part of the Growing Heart series. This series has a lot to do with feelings and emotions, and they are great for your SEL lessons and building those social emotional skills with your students. In this one, a young girl discovers the power of a smile and how many different types of smiles she gives to those as she goes about her day. There are soft, sleepy smiles when she first wakes up in the morning, goofy smiles that she gives to her best friend, and even playful, supportive smiles that she gives to her younger sister when she's feeling down. This is a great book to share with your students to show them the power of a smile and how impactful it can be on somebody else's day, not to mention their own. And once you read this book with your class, you will see them smiling all day long. Next, we have How to Love a Grandma by Jean Reagan. And this again comes from the creators of the How to Babysit a Grandpa book, which is such a funny, silly book. I know my own children love that series. And in this book, you'll discover all the different ways that you can love a grandma. You can love her by sharing with her, by helping her, by cheering her on, and most of all, giving her great big hugs. And in this book, you can celebrate all the moments that help make a grandma feel special. And I feel like you could use this book to talk about how you can show love to other people as well, how you can encourage others. So even though it's probably a silly book, it does have that message in there about helping others out, sharing with them, cheering them on. And it has that message to give to students through kind of a silly lens that they'll have fun with. And next we have Love Comes First by Jenna Bush Hager. And this is really a joyful celebration of growing families. There's two sisters and they're watching other families grow and they make this wish to have a sibling of their own. And before they know it, a younger brother and even a cousin arrive in their family. So even though the new family member wasn't exactly what they were expecting, they learn to love their younger brother and become a family and really enjoy being around each other. And it's a sweet story about love and how our hearts can always make room for more people in our lives. So those are just a few of the brand new picture book releases for November 2023. Like I said, I'm going to update on my website, thecolorfulapple.com, with I'm going to add more books as I find out which books came out this month. So head over there to see a longer list of picture book releases from November 2023. I will leave all of the books linked in the description box down below so that you can grab them to share in your classroom as read alouds with your students. I'll be back next week with more read aloud books and tips that you can use in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.